Good morning, Lewis, and welcome to UK Business Morning. I'm Alice, and joining me is Lewis. Today we're going to look at a new campaign that's making headlines this morning. Four major environmental and human rights organizations have launched a nationwide advertising campaign to defend the right to protest.
That's right, Alice. The campaign, backed by groups like Amnesty International, Friends of the Earth, Greenpeace, and Liberty, is using digital billboards in major cities like London, Birmingham, and Manchester. It's a pretty creative approach, using virtual protests to highlight the issue.
Exactly. The protesters appear on these digital billboards with signs that say, "I'm protesting in here to avoid arrest out there." It's a powerful message, don't you think?
Absolutely. The campaign even includes a digital billboard in Westfield, Stratford, and it's part of Ocean Outdoors' annual digital creative competition. The billboards are being given for free, which is a nice touch of support for the cause.
And what about the creative side of it? The article mentioned a digital special effects agency called Elvis is involved.
Right. The agency uses digital special effects to make the protesters appear as if they're marching on the streets. It's a virtual protest, which is a clever way to simulate real-world activism without the risk of arrest.
That's very innovative. The campaign represents a range of causes, including disability rights, Gaza, climate change, anti-black racism, plastic pollution, and keeping the NHS public. It's quite a diverse set of issues.
Yes, and that's one of the things that makes this campaign stand out. It's not just a single issue, but a broad coalition of voices. For instance, Andy Green, a disability rights activist in London, said that disabled people are often isolated and silenced by the government.
That's a key point. He mentioned that disabled people don't have the economic power of trade unions or a strong media presence, so the right to protest is crucial for them to be heard.
Exactly. He also pointed out that the government's policies could have disastrous impacts, making it even more important for them to have a platform to speak out.
And this brings us to the data from Greenpeace. They found that the Metropolitan Police has made over 600 arrests in London over the past 6 years for conspiracy to cause public nuisance, but only 18 of them resulted in charges.
Wow, that's a staggering number. That's only 2.8% of arrests leading to charges. And the research also showed an almost tenfold increase in arrests since 2019.
Right, and that's around the time when environmental protests, like those by Extinction Rebellion and Fridays for Future, started to become widespread. The government responded by passing more anti-protest laws.
And these new laws have given police a wider range of offences to use, many carrying lengthy prison sentences. Some protesters have even been sentenced to up to 5 years.
So the groups behind this campaign are calling on the Home Secretary to reverse these anti-protest measures and strike out protest clauses in the current crime and policing bill.
That's quite a big ask, but it shows just how serious they are about protecting the right to protest. Ariba Hamid from Greenpeace said that arresting people for a crime they're rarely charged with is an abuse of power.
And she's right to point out that this is a dangerous trend in any democracy. It's about silencing voices that the government finds inconvenient.
It definitely raises important questions about the balance between public order and free speech. This campaign is a strong reminder that the right to protest is a cornerstone of democracy.
Well, Lewis, it's clear that this campaign is more than just a statement. It's a call to action for the government to reconsider its approach to protests.
And it's also a reminder for all of us that the right to protest is something we need to protect and defend. It's an essential part of a functioning democracy.
Agreed. Thank you for listening to UK Business Morning. We'll be back tomorrow with more insights into the business world. Have a great day.
You too. Goodbye.